Welcome to what?
77?
Episode 77.
That's a lot of episodes. You guys have been killing it.
For a year.
Wow.
Yeah, we've talked. I've met more, like, I know more people that are so, like, deep in the trenches of making Nashville work just because of this podcast.
How many people have you met that you didn't think you'd ever meet?
No, I didn't know they existed.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, most of them?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, Karen, yes. You knew and all that. But
the artists, to me, are... That's like dessert on this. To bring in an artist.
Yeah.
Because they will... If we bring in an artist, for the most part on this... And I have stuff I want to talk about. By the way, we're in the studio of our radio show after...
Is that not how you start all your...
No.
Just checking.
Q&A with Eddie.
Welcome to the Bobbycast, episode 77. If there's an artist, mostly it's because they've come to us. And they want to be a part of something more than just a radio interview where it's like a 6-minute pop or a 2-minute pop. They want to talk about songwriting and their art instead of just the singer.
Sure.
And so it's different. And I think it's the artists like it because they're used to just talking about their latest single or, you know, their crush.
Right.
Or what's, you know, the really surface stuff.
Well, I like hearing how, you know, all the trouble that took for them to get to where they are today, because we always think like, it's a overnight, whatever. But man, the way some of these artists have started, the stories are pretty amazing.
And a lot of the songwriters started as wanting to be artists and didn't make it.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And they were fantastic songwriters and they turned into just being, so anyway, yeah, this is episode 77.
It's a lot.
Which is crazy. We've probably done 80 hours plus, huh?
Yeah.
Of this show. Welcome to it. Let's see. I have a bunch of things. So it's Wednesday, August 30th, as we recorded this one. And there were some things that happened in the room, because what happened this week is Joy Week on our show. And what started off as we every year kind of reset our lives and go, let's remember to not to pursue joy for ourselves and for others. The hurricane hits. And I remember right whenever the hurricane was hitting, and I was like, oh boy, there's a decision that has to be made. And our goal was to make $50,000 for St. Jude. And it was like, what do we do? Do we split? But we hit our goal for St. Jude way quicker than we ever have. And then we were able to do hurricane relief, flooding relief. And these artists were all coming in. And I'm getting to this point here where, you know, they come in and they sing and it's the morning. And Dustin Lynch was on today and did a great job. But what we didn't talk about was Dustin was sick. And there are times during it, you can hear him be a little bit sick.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear him like, mm-hmm. And he'd pull away and try to drink water real quick. But Dustin was sick and still, like...
He fought through it.
Fought through it, and people didn't even know. Like, I'll read Instagram picture comments. They're like, oh, it's fantastic. And it was really good. But he came in today and just fought through it sick.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's really nice. These artists don't get paid anything.
No.
I mean, it's promotion, but still, anything. So, yeah, Dustin Lynch was sick, and he fought through it this morning, and... We weren't going to say that on the air because I felt like that had been taken away from it, from what he was doing. But on this, it's a little different. So, yeah, shout out to Dustin Lynch. When Brett Eldridge did Drops of Jupiter on yesterday's show.
Wow.
That's so good.
It melted the internet for a minute. I mean, other blogs were posting about... Blogs that don't want anything to do with our show because, you know, we're not the most traditional. We're just like, okay, we give up for a minute on our fight with Bobby Bones and just we want to show you Brett Eldridge doing Drops of Jupiter. I'll play you some of it.
Come on.
We posted on our Facebook at thousands of shares.
That she's back in the atmosphere, drops of Jupiter in her head.
It's just so good, and I encourage you to go to YouTube or BobbyBones.com to watch it. And so what I wonder, though, is people, we can't put that on our podcast. Because it's music.
The music.
Oh no.
Yeah, if you're listening on...
I forgot about that.
We can't put it up, like a whole thing.
Oh.
So people that just listen online, they have to go to YouTube to watch those performances. And so that means the shows are like 26 minutes now. Because we do a whole hour.
Yeah.
Which is why we changed the format. Because in the past during Joy Week, we bring in like 30 artists. And they would just show up all morning long. They'd be backed up in the hallway.
Yeah. Oh.
They'd come in and do two songs.
And then we'd have no podcast.
Then we'd have nothing for online.
Show. Okay.
And that's a big part. Our audience is probably 25% online overall. Like, we have 5 million people that listen to our show, like, on the radio.
Yeah.
But we have another 1.5 million or so that listen digitally.
Wow.
And so they're missing on Joy Week.
Oh, I always thought the 5 million was lumped into the mm-hmm. digital.
Lumped set alone in a boggy marsh, suddenly motionless except for heart.
Oh, yeah.
Does that, like, strike a chord with your 1990 self?
You know yes. what song that is?
No.
Did I do something? Did I sing? Did you stand?
No. I didn't hear anything.
Oh, it's just, it's like I'm hypnotized. If I ever hear that. That word, I don't even know what word you said, but
you don't know that word. You don't know that band.
Well, what word? What did was you the say? Word?
No, clearly I said something that triggered something, and you all just started singing.
What?
I lumped.
Lumped and alone in a boggy marsh, suddenly motionless except for heart.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Well, I mean, I thought that our radio listeners and our online listeners were lumped.
Lumped and alone in a boggy marsh, yeah. Suddenly motionless except for heart.
So does this count as singing on the on a podcast?
Nope.
That was a cover.
In a boggy marsh, totally.
Yeah, this is Presidency of the United States of America.
You knew that.
Oh, I know they sing some pajamas.
She's totally confused by the pets in piranhas. She's lumped, she's lumped, she's in my head. Okay, we do this at Raging Idiot Show sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. She's loved, she's loved. By the way, we're doing our farewell tour. If you're in Tulsa or Lubbock or El Paso, you need to come.
He's not saying she's love.
Lump.
Oh, okay.
Gosh, Amy.
Yeah. Now I know. Learn something new every day.
Well, what is lump?
Nothing. There, it nothing.
Because I always thought they were saying she's love. She's love. She's love. She's in my head.
No, she's lump.
Lump.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
That makes a lot of sense.
Nope.
Nope.
That's not supposed to.
No, of course not.
Another thing that we were talking about off the air that we would have talked about on the air if we'd had time, but we spent an hour with Joy Week, was that Morgan number two, our digital producer. I hate having two Morgans, and I still haven't changed. I don't know what to call her.
You said that it would happen organically, and it hasn't.
So it's still just Morgan number two.
I know.
And we're waiting for the moment.
Let's get rid of her.
Is that the move?
Oh, man.
Just kidding.
Morgan, by the way, Morgan number two's microphone is broken for about 4 months.
Yeah.
I don't know how long you've been here, but
About 4 months.
Now
it works really?
Magically right now.
It works
on the air. It's like this. It's like she sounds like Snoopy. I remember that's a cartoon Morgan where a little doggy and there's
I know Snoopy
or like the adults.
The teacher though be like wah, wah, wah.
That's what you sound like.
So Morgan number two was talking because I was talking about my dog off the air and how my dog is sick and we're talking about she's like, you know, people like what was the first comparison. Dogs.
Yeah,
Brett Eldridge dog. Yeah. This is why I said she was. I love Morgan number two. Like wants to bone Brett Eldridge or something, right?
Okay, no, that is not what I said.
You say it that way.
No, she said.
Oh, she did.
She said that though. She said Brett Eldridge is her hall pass, which means have sex with.
That's right.
That's what that means.
Yeah, so, it's not like go out to dinner with.
Yeah.
No. Okay, but I also said I'd marry him too.
But you started with hall pass.
Okay.
So she was like, you know, on a bone Brett.
Well, say the whole thing. You said.
And then I said, no, then she said, or I'll just take his dog. And I was like, that's not true. That's not what you mean. And secondly, his dog isn't one of the breeds that people get because they're like a cute breed.
Yeah.
What is the breed?
I don't know. Wiener dog?
Oh.
No, it's not a wiener dog.
He's big.
It does start with a W, though.
Oh, Weimaraner.
Like yeah.
Okay. Oh, Weimaraner? Yeah,
that one.
The Weimaraner.
Not so Weimaraner.
What I said was, Brett is a really good looking guy. And first of all, I loved Edgar's dog when he was a puppy. Everybody loves puppies. Puppies are like pizza. Can't get enough of them. If you don't like puppies or pizza, what's wrong with you? And I said, Brett's so good looking of a guy that it makes his dog look good. Because she's like, I just love his dog. I don't think you would love that adult dog if Lunchbox had it as much. No offense.
What are you trying to say?
My point is Brett is hot, so people like his dog better.
And you're saying I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
I'm saying we're not. Yeah. So I said the opposite about me because she mentioned my dog. I said my dog is a really good looking like breed. He looks like a puppy even though he's 14 years old. And he makes me look better. So I get in pictures with him and I get all the likes. The things that get the most likes on my Instagram are my dog and my girlfriend. People just follow them.
Does Dusty have an account?
No.
No, he should.
But this is why dog Instagram accounts do so well. It's because everybody loves dogs.
No, I know. And if I were starting it now, maybe. But also, I was talking to Dustin, and he's just not into it.
Yeah. No, you got to get his permission.
He doesn't like the fame.
He's the Kit Moore of dogs. He's like, get the camera out of my face. I just want to do my thing. And it's not about the phones. I'm trying to enjoy now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. So, Morgan, did you and Brett Eldridge have a moment, Morgan number two?
No, we didn't
have a moment. I heard there was a moment.
There was a moment.
We were
First of all, Lunchbox stirs the pot.
Nope.
Like, fake news.
Nope.
Okay,
no.
But go ahead.
Mike D was in there. We were sitting in the classroom, like, and he walked by and he saw Morgan number two out of the corner of his eye, stopped, walked back, and goes, "Hi, I'm Brett."
Okay, but he had never met her.
Right.
He didn't stop to say hi to me.
He'd met you 20 years.
He knows us.
I was sitting right next to her. He had, like, there was no one else in the room, and he walked by. Oh, and he saw something he liked, and he came back to say, "Howdy doody."
Okay.
Mike D, verify that this happened.
I think he complimented her outfit, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
So maybe it was a moment for Brett, not for me, though.
No, you were so excited.
Well, how did your, like, you have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to the tone. Even that tone wasn't fully convincing.
I'm, like, scared.
How old is your boyfriend?
He's my age, 23.
Yeah, her boyfriend looks like Chase Rice.
Yes, he does.
But she likes Brett Eldridge.
Hmm.
So you need to find
but
a boyfriend.
Brett Eldridge, that's not real. That's, what do you mean? She doesn't, like him.
She said Brett Eldridge. Yeah.
No, she said, like, okay. It's a saying. Hall
Everybody
pass.
Loves their, like, artist.
It's her crush. Like,
yeah.
Like,
who's mine, Garth?
Mine's George Strait.
Yours is George, not Dirks.
Duh.
You want to do the commercial?
Sure. What are we doing?
Oh, boy.
Wow. We're looking to get employed fast?
Yeah. What they do is if you...
Oh, did you know that only...
They can find you a job.
Oh, yeah.
This Express?
Only four to six people will get an interview for every 250 resumes received. Wow. What?
I know.
That's not that many. That's not very good odds. Especially if you're trying to get a job.
Thanks, Vegas.
Yeah.
Sportsbook over there.
Well, the thing is you need, I guess, a real person advocating for you, someone that's on your side, someone that's going to represent you, and that's where Express Employment Professionals can come in. Express is your local resource to helping you get a new job. They have more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's a lot. ExpressPros.com, that's where you can go. They never charge a job seeker to find employment. Yeah.
What kind of jobs do they have? Oh, yeah, there's more. Like, they have a bunch of...
Manufacturing, accounting, customer service, sales, distribution, information technology, you name it. Like, really, pretty much anything you can think of, they can probably help you out. All you have to do is visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals, and they'll connect you to available jobs in your community. Ah! So some people are out there like, oh, I can't find a job. Don't say that. Nope.
There you go.
All you got to do is go to expresspros.com today and find a location near you.
Thank you.
I might do that.
Nice job. Yeah.
Expresspros.com.
We went to the Express Pro. This is not part of the commercial. We went to the Express in Oklahoma City.
We did.
The main one.
That was a pretty cool complex.
It's big. Let's talk about Pimp and Joy for a second. And one of the things that frustrates me, and I don't even respond anymore, but you can hear this and know why, is... Well, first of all, the internet just breeds negativity at times. And it really doesn't matter what organization you work with. Someone's going to find something wrong with it. And people will go, why are you working with Red Cross? They only give, I don't even know the number. You see 10 images and it's 10 different things. Like 65% of their money goes to the cause. And so just looking at that, you would go, wow, that means they're keeping 35% of it, which isn't the case at all. And so first, I'd like to explain why for this we work with Red Cross. And secondly, what it really means when these scandals come out. Because sometimes there are just people in organizations that aren't doing good things. But sometimes it's just understanding the business of it. And we do, and I can even compare how we do it to them. But I'll go first to Red Cross. We never said from our show, from the beginning, like, we're just going to go work with Red Cross. Like, this is our thing. We've committed to them from day one. That wasn't a thing. We've worked through so many natural disasters, and I believe the first was a tornado right when we first moved here, like in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And it was like, where can we help the fastest? And we were like, let's go with Red Cross. We hadn't worked a lot with them in the past. If ever on a major, like on a macro type level. And we worked with them, and we were able to kind of see how what they do in a small dose. Because we didn't have near the platform that we have now. And so now that we've worked through the flood, South Carolina happened, another tornado happened. We've probably had seven or eight experiences with them, and I've talked to the people that run the local, the national, the volunteers, how they train volunteers. Red Cross is the target to me of charitable nonprofits that do work. Like, if you want the best suit in the world, you don't go to Target. But Target has pretty good everything. Mm-hmm. Like they super serve, Target super serves generally, or Walmart, which are, depending on where you live. For me, it was Walmart. But they super serve the best because they have the most and the best, the biggest arms to wrap around. And so that's why we go with them at the beginning. That's why we're with them from the start, because we don't really know exactly what the issue is, but we know we want to raise a bunch of money. We want to get it to them. And they do go in and they do feed people and they do build shelters. And I've seen firsthand the work that they do. But that's my comparison, is that they're the big Walmart and the Target. They do the most. They have the most. Do they specialize the best in animals or specialize the best? At times, no, they don't. But that's not their – from my experience, that's not what they're there for, is to go and specialize in people with broken ankles, or we're going to just go work with the elderly. Mm-hmm. They're massive. We're putting up tents. We're serving a bunch of food. We're helping rebuild on a macro scale. To compare it, it's Target versus a Nordstrom. Okay. Does everybody understand that comparison?
Yeah.
And they're a massive place employing a lot of people that are out making a big difference. And there's expenses that go into that. You just have to know.
Well, and that's getting into my second point.
Yeah.
So for someone was to me, they said, well, I don't want to give money to somebody whose CEO is making $600,000 a year. Well, here's the problem. I do. I want to give money to someone whose CEO is making $1 million a year. Because that means if they're that good, they're bringing in $200 million a year. You don't pay someone $1 million a year unless they're worth $1 million a year. You can pay somebody $25,000 a year and they may bring in $200,000. Or you can pay somebody $1 million a year that will be running another major corporation and they bring in $500 million a year. So you just do the math. Is it worth the extra $499 million? It is. Like, I love nonprofits that invest a lot and somebody who really knows how to run the company, the infrastructure, knows how to organize. Like, that's a really important thing. And so when someone comes to me, and it's always an issue with Susan G. Komen.
Oh, every time.
Because they pay their CEO a lot of money. And they pay their CEO a lot of money, at least as of now, because their CEO is worth what they do, a lot of money. And if you don't get the people that are super smart, that the CEO of Susan G. Komen could probably go run Microsoft or go run McDonald's. It's
right. They're going to be running a business.
They're going to be doing something for someone and making a lot of money for them. And my biggest, the most frustrating thing is when people go, well, they pay them a lot of money. We want 100%. If you want 100% of something going to something, you're not going to get as much out of it.
Well, it's like sometimes people want, okay, so we don't keep any of the proceeds from a Pimp and Joy item, like the cost of the shirt or hat or whatever you call it, is taken care of, and then we donate the rest. But some people are like, well, no, I want 100% donated. Okay, so then that means we have to go find t-shirt people that want to donate to us. Like, nobody has to spend any money and everybody's out of money. Like, it just doesn't always, 100% doesn't always work.
It's not good. 100% is not good. And like, again, here's why. If we did that, if we said, okay, we're going to pay for all the shirts, we don't have the money to pay, so
no,
we'd go negative, so we wouldn't be able to do as much.
Right. And then, I mean, it's also like what makes the world go round is like there are people with our t-shirt company that sell the blanks that are really amazing. And guess what? They need jobs and they need to put food on their table and they need to make money. So, of course, it's like one big happy circle. Like, we want to buy. The more shirts you guys buy, which is super cool, is also helping us buy shirts. I mean, that's just the circle of economics.
And it's frustrating because people just go, I want all my money to go somewhere. It's better that it doesn't, because bigger things can happen when it doesn't. If you find something that is like a 100%, you either have somebody rich that has already made a bunch of money running it and they're able to do it because they have already made their money, or it's not going to be that big, generally speaking. A 100%, or it's a side thing. Like, ours is a side thing. We have our real jobs. But none of us could step aside and just go, I'm going to run a 100% nonprofit and not get paid and then make and be a humongous organization.
Two of my girlfriends and I, when we started Team Haiti, we all have jobs. We keep it small. There's only three of us, and we're sort of just a conduit, a way to get money to the orphanage in Haiti. So like Pimp and Joy stuff, we donate money. Well, in order for that to be legit, when we do stuff for Haiti through Pimp and Joy, it has to be donated to a 501c3. So that's what we did. We created that, but we don't, it's our side thing. We just use it to sort of funnel money in a sense, but it does a lot of good, but we're not trying to employ people or do crazy things.
But imagine if you hired somebody and paid them $50,000 a year, and you
could probably do way more.
And you could do what, and you did, you could do eight times the giving.
You're right, and that would be amazing. But we're just not right now. We just needed to be a way for listeners to get money down to Haiti without it being, you know, disruptive or any other people taking a percentage. So that's, I mean, there's all different kinds of ways to do it. Just, yeah, I don't know why people complain to us online, though. Like, just go do what you want to do.
Yes. And don't tell people what to do with their money, ever. Just stop telling people what to do. Like, and I'm going to get to the football thing in a second. But for me, when you see someone's nonprofit CEO is making a ton of money, I look at that as, wow, they must be worth it. Instead of going, oof, I go, okay, that's awesome, because they have somebody that's probably would be hired by another major corporation, and the return on investment on paying them is probably way higher. So I like it that those CEOs of these nonprofits are making a lot of money, because that means they're making the nonprofit a lot of money. Thank you. Does anyone not, does that not make sense to anybody?
I've connected the dots. At the beginning, I was like, what do you mean you're happy the CEO makes a lot of money? But now
they would be making a lot of money anywhere.
I got it. No, once you went into it, I was like, okay, those dots are connected, and there's some light bulbs in my head, and I was like, I get it.
So when people send me a grid, like yesterday I got a grid from someone going, I can't believe that Red Cross pays their CEO $600,000. And I was like, man, I would have hoped it'd be more. I thought they'd have gotten someone, you know, that would, and I don't know if that was, if that's the real number, because you can just make a graph on the internet to say anything you want.
That's true. Fake news.
Yes. But perspective is weird. And we know it because we do it. Mm-hmm. But again, when we do a Pimp a Joy shirt, and the comparison was what Amy said to us, is that if we're paying a few bucks for a Pimp a Joy shirt, like we get them, there's nothing on them, we have to pay for that shirt. And then
For it to be printed.
Once cost is made and we pay for it to be even, all the other money goes out. And then people are like, well, I don't, but you don't have to. We don't make anybody do anything. We never hide from that.
I mean, I just think some of those people, maybe sometimes they don't understand what all proceeds mean. They maybe just want to hear. Because I'm like, they surely cannot in their heads be thinking that we're supposed to, like, be just magically pulling money.
Or out, going negative.
Going negative. Then that's not doing anybody any good.
And if everybody was, and if people had to go negative, people just couldn't do as much generally.
No, you wouldn't be able to sustain it.
Not as much good could be done if people were just having to go negative. So anyway, that because of that now, I hope people keep giving.
Yeah.
The Susie Giacomo thing always comes up. Always.
Oh, I do stuff with them. And, well, we've done a Pimp and Joy pink tote for them before. And, oh, my goodness, there was so much. And I'm like, oh, gosh,
and there are things
still doing good. And I've met so many. I've been at how many Susan G. Komen, like, fun runs and met
Race
so many people,
Cure.
Race for the Cures, that have been, that have benefited from Susan G. Komen. Like, I've talked to people where they're like, this organization saved my life. And I'm like, okay, I don't understand why. I mean, I get the money issue and people just not understanding how it works. But it's just like, why knock people when they're really trying to do good and they have helped people? And look at the awareness Susan G. Komen has. I mean, the NFL wears pink on their outfits for a whole month.
Another thing, too, is, and this is getting really down into the weeds, and we know this because we each do our own. Like, we're deep inside the charity bucket. Like, we're having to do paperwork and things that most people don't do. A lot of people would give, but, like, we're trying to build things, you know?
Yeah.
And so is that, like, for example, when Susan G. Komen has to, I just use them as an example, and I don't have a specific one, but has to sue someone because they're using their logo in a weird way, or they're, like, they have to protect that brand, because if someone is using that brand and it's not the right way, it makes them look bad and it hurts their image. And their image is a big part of what they do and how they raise money. So people throw a fit, like, look at Susan G. Komen not letting someone use this pink thing for this. It's like, well, this is what they created and this is how they make a lot of money to give out, and you're hurting that. So I completely see why you would want to shut that down.
Well, we've had issues with Pimp and Joy before. We have that trademarked, and people on Etsy and various places have been using it and printing their own stuff, or on Amazon. There are fake Pimp and Joy shirts, and it's so frustrating because if you buy, lawyers have to take that stuff down all the time.
And we have to go take it down.
It's bizarre. But I just want listeners to know that there is fake stuff out there. If they're not getting it through us, it's fake. And that money, you might think it's going towards a cause, and it's not going anywhere but into somebody's pockets.
And again, even if it's a bad looking thing, like they could hurt an image of something.
Yeah, no. Or the shirt isn't like we super have quality shirts. Well, the ones on Amazon, I've tried them out. They're not that great.
You
bought
like Amazon. Amy's buying Pima Joe shirts on Amazon.
Checking out their quality.
Hey, you want to do Blue Apron Lunchbox?
Oh, you want to talk about Blue Apron?
Yeah, you think you can do it? They're a sponsor.
Dang, he's going to win the commercial off.
Go ahead.
Oh, Blue Apron is meals delivered right to your house. No more going to the grocery store. You don't have to fight about what you're going to have for dinner. You just go online to blueapron.com. They have 8 options for you. And you say, I want this one, you pick 3. And they deliver it right there to your front door. So you come home from work and it's there waiting for you. Yay. And when you go to the grocery store, you waste a lot of time going, man, what aisle is the cinnamon on? Oh, where is this? Not with Blue Apron. They send you everything you need. You need 1 cup of cinnamon. It's there in the box for you. And it takes you step by step on exactly what you want to eat. Oh, you're a vegetarian. Guess what? They have vegetarian options also. Blue Apron saves so much time. And it's so little effort for you. It's there for you. They tell you how to do it. You don't have to get creative on your own. Blue Apron is the creative person for you.
There you go. Look at that guy. For less than $10 per person per meal, like all that Lunchbox just said, this week's menu, check it out. Get 3 meals for free if you go to blueapron.com/BobbyCast. blueapron.com/BobbyCast. Obviously, he's a big fan, so I'm like, Blue Apron, a better way to cook. blueapron.com/BobbyCast. Apparently, what's the deal? You get a dog that looks like you, Morgan number 2? Was that what you were saying?
Yeah, so like this psychology website, this is legit.
It's legit. Okay.
I
always
legit.
Love when someone reads something online and they go, no, I saw it online. It's legit. It's so, like we're talking about when people make graphs and just post them.
Yeah, legit.
It's legit.
Okay, but this isn't like a, content-based website. It's a psychology website. Like it's a health one. And they say that you choose a dog that looks like you because you want something that's familiar. So, like, I got a dog that has long floppy ears because I have long hair.
Oh.
And what? I got that, and I didn't realize that.
I got a dog with a tiny penis. He's a puppy.
So now
I got a dog that has hair.
Okay, it's legit. Like, it has features that
just because
that
you keep
like
saying
you.
Something's legit doesn't make it more legit.
Okay, yeah, but what if you just, like, randomly get your dog, like, mine was a rescue
so
situation. It just kind of fell into me.
I don't know, though. You think
well,
about it.
Well, because you fall a lot, so it fell into you.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
That's so true. Oh, no.
So
I'm like a Rottweiler. I'm fierce. That's probably why I got
you
it.
You do look like your dog, Amy.
I do.
You look like Josie, yeah.
No, you don't. You look nothing like your dog.
Just
I look nothing like my dog.
You do look like Dusty.
Actually, y'all have like that.
You all have the same jaws.
No.
But I have 2 dogs, so how
Come
does
on.
That work?
Listen, here's
and your eyes?
Here's the thing. We are together so much in pictures, you start to go, you
Stop
start
it.
To associate them with each other.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
I don't look like my dog.
I'm joking. I don't think you do.
No,
either.
But people on Instagram always like, you guys look just alike. The dog looks just like you.
They probably read that legit survey.
People were saying I looked like.
Were they at legit.com? They found that too?
Yes. Like, people are saying more and more, I look like my daughter, or my daughter looks like me. I don't look anything
And it's
like
because,
her.
And Amy has, your daughter's black, and it's because
you
don't really look like each other.
Yeah.
But it's because you're starting to be associated with in pictures.
Yeah. Remember, I did have that sweet nun, though, at the Haitian hospital tell me that I have a beautiful daughter, and she looked just like me. And that really did mean a lot to me, because she was a nun, and I was like, oh,
she
sees
can't
something.
Lie.
Yeah, because she doesn't lie. But so people, when I post pictures of her online, I see more and more people posting that. She looks just like you. I'm like, what?
And then my wife walks around with our kids, and they're like, whose kids are those?
Yeah, yes. They're like nothing like
she's
your wife.
She's so white and like yes. blonde hair.
Blue eyes and
your
my kids
are all tan.
Dark.
Yeah, your kids have the best skin.
Yes, best.
They're perfect.
So lucky.
They're just going to be bald like their dad eventually. Like,
boy.
I know.
Maybe not.
No,
maybe
they
not.
Will. They for sure will. Because Eddie's bald just like his dad.
Oh, I have it's not in here.
I read on a legit website.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, it was science about balding.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's legit.
I have a mantra I can go get. I think it's in your office. I have some mantra, this book that I bought, that you can start saying to yourself, Eddie, if you're bald. It'll help you be okay with it.
Oh, it's not going to grow hair or anything.
You don't
need
to get it?
No, I'm good.
I think we're good.
Yeah. Totally
but
good.
It's probably something like, I'm okay with being bald.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
People still like me
no,
even
it's
though
not.
I'm bald.
Whatever. Y'all don't want me to go get it. Okay.
But you're good. You're married with kids.
What do you mean? Like, I'm not.
Like, it doesn't.
No, it still hurts. It still hurts my pride a little
Does
bit.
Does it?
Yeah. I've told you guys, when I see you come in with a different hairstyle or like Mike D or Ray or Lunchbox even, like, it hurts. I'm like, I have no options with my hair.
That's why I'm going to go get it, because you need to start telling yourself this. And the next time Bobby comes in with a new haircut, it won't bother you.
Oh boy!
When Bones, you came in with that high and tight one time, I was like, dang! I even went to the guy that cuts my hair. I was like, can you give me a high and tight? And he laughed at me. He's like, it'll never work. It won't work. You can't do the high and tight.
But you have like a wife and two kids, and they're at the age now where they're fun. So like, I'm jealous of that. That you have like a family.
Oh well, the grass is always going to be greener. You'll be jealous of everything. But for me personally, the hair, it's rough.
I'm not jealous of everything. I don't want a baby.
Do you want the family though?
No, I don't know. I just want kids that can already do stuff.
Oh, you don't want the babies?
No, not really.
You just want like kids that you can go play ball with or whatever.
Like, I would just take a couple.
You can adopt.
You can as a single man. It's almost impossible.
Is it really?
Yeah, I would take.
Nothing's impossible.
I would take a couple like a boys like 4 and 7.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And just start them off there. Like, okay, come on in, and then just go rock and roll.
Yeah, because they're already done the hard stuff where you got to potty train them. Yeah, and they just lay there when they're like babies, I don't really get that.
I'm not trying to deal with poop.
You don't want a girl either?
No.
No girl, just two boys.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good on, at this point in my life, I'm not married, I have no kids.
Yeah.
I'll settle for part of that.
All right.
So you don't even want a wife?
No, he doesn't want a wife.
That's not what I said, but I'm not.
That's kind of what you said.
But I'm not going to ever get a wife just to have a wife. I will never get married for the sake of me. I should get married.
Right.
Never. I'm beyond.
And you shouldn't.
That happened after about 28 or 29. I was like, okay, I will never get married because it's the age to get married. I'm beyond the age where you're supposed to get married.
Oh, yeah, by far.
Yeah, so why? I'm the same as the guy that just never got married.
But does that kind of blur your vision to love? Like, are you ever going to be able to see real love because of that?
Love is a whole other issue.
I love it.
What
love
is love?
I know. It's
not a human love.
Yeah.
Human.
I mean, that's just a whole...
Someone that can talk back
to you.
I don't think my age... Yeah,
his age is not what's blurring that. There's
my vision.
Other stuff.
Your right eye.
Not his vision either.
Yeah, my eye doesn't work.
Oh.
But I think that's... I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Obviously, if I did, I would be much... I'd be fixed.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay, hold on.
That's tough.
This is the mantra.
I have my thing, and it's sort of cuckoo, but...
Oh, boy.
Also, it can be helpful, too.
You didn't have to preface it with "it's sort of cuckoo." We already knew.
Yeah, we figured.
Okay, so for baldness, it says, you can say to yourself, I am safe. I am safe.
Eddie, repeat after her.
I am safe. I am safe.
I love and approve of myself.
I love and approve of myself.
I trust life.
I trust life. What is happening?
Why is this a balding thing?
Because it says
this has nothing to do with my hair.
Listen, because for things that happen in your body that allow for maybe baldness or certain illnesses to take place, I'm not comparing baldness to illness, but it says here that there's fear, tension, trying to control everything, not trusting the process of life. So that's why you would say to yourself, I'm safe, I love and approve myself, I trust life. I know, it says sort of cuckoo, but you can say that stuff to
Eddie,
yourself
every day.
Eddie,
you can say, repeat after me. I, Eddie.
I'm cool with my bald head. Done.
That's it.
Let's get on with life.
That's an approach. But that's what you need to do, because you don't need to be jealous every time Bobby walks in with a new haircut.
I'm fine with myself. I'm so happy. I'm just, when they walk in with cool haircuts, I get a little hurt.
If you ever get single again, it kind of sucks.
What?
Oh, that would go against me, you think?
But yeah, Eddie's cute and has a really good personality.
Yeah.
And
you,
he's
Amy?
In a band.
Yeah, but the baldness thing, it overrides all that.
You think so?
Yeah. Sucks. That's why guys don't want to go bald.
Oh.
You can always get skinny.
Yeah, you just can't grow hair.
And you can. I have a friend who started taking, and I'll watch.
Does it look full again?
It looks fuller.
Hmm.
Eventually, I'll go bald, too.
Well, I'm not planning on going single anytime soon, so.
You want to know what's going to make me get married? Starting to go bald. I'll be like, oh, crap, I got to get the best I can get right now.
And then your whole theory goes out the window.
Yes, and then it all goes out the window.
Yeah. That's so silly.
No, it's actually smart.
You're not going bald.
No, I'm not.
You're good. Lunchbox is, but you're good.
He has a little dents, but.
Got no baldness.
I'll have it. I know it'll eventually. We're getting older. Body's breaking down. Right?
You won't go bald.
Maybe.
No, you're past that point.
I don't.
But your hair will thin no matter what. When you get older, your hair thins no matter what.
So my thing, it's that scale of bald versus woman. So the balder you get, the worse woman you're going to get if you're single.
Okay.
So when you have the most hair, you'll get the highest.
But
so
if you have more money, all that's out.
But money, listen, and I do okay. I have a good job.
Yeah.
I'm doing just fine. No problems here.
So bald is nothing.
I'm going to start looking at bald dudes and see if they got hot chicks with them.
If they did, they probably got them before they started losing their hair.
That's a very interesting theory.
It's not a theory. It's a life.
No, I'm saying observation. You have a legit survey.
It's kind of a technique of when you start to lose hair, you better grab onto the best quick, because the more hair you lose, you're not going to be able to grab as good later.
Ah.
Wow.
Yep.
That's scary.
So if you go single,
or you just repeat to yourself, it's okay.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. I am bald. I am light.
You want what you're supposed to say to
yourself?
I just
got an email that said, let's go to Kendrick Lamar tonight. Is he playing town tonight?
No.
Kendrick?
He's in town. I don't know if it's this week.
Somebody.
No, coming to it says, let's go to Kendrick Lamar tonight. It's for, my manager sent me a note. She goes, here's the title. I think she knows I'm totally bummed about my dog. And it's like running my life. And it goes, let's get right with Kendrick Lamar tonight. And before you list all the reasons you can't go, here's the most important reason you should go. You need to have a little bit of fun. And I know what she meant. I thought she was like making a poem.
Yeah, it sounds like she's rhyming.
So I replied back. I said, I have no idea what this means. And then she replied, let's go to Kendrick Lamar tonight. I think Christy's coming too. And that's another.
Yeah, he's in town tonight.
Wow. I mean, are you down for a late night?
Bridgestone.
I would go on a Friday night or Saturday. I can't have too much to do.
You love Kendrick Lamar, though. You really like that.
I do, but I will. I like Kendrick. I like listening to Drake better than I listening to Kendrick.
Really?
As far as just listening to music, Kendrick creatively is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, he makes new things.
His music sounds wild sometimes.
That's
why. A lot of instruments go crazy.
Especially with the last record.
Yeah.
Nah, not so much Damn, but the one before that. Yeah, where Butterfly. That one was very instrumental, very progressive, and I, even though I didn't like it as much, I respected it way more because he took a lot of chances. Mm. Where Drake's is just solid all the way through.
It's
hooky.
Solid.
Drake's is so hooky. But I do like Kendrick a lot.
So you going?
I like the last album better than I do two albums ago, because it's just easier to listen to for me. Because I'm not so much into the super progressive stuff. No, I'm not gonna go.
Okay.
It's not a Friday night.
It's a Wednesday
night.
It's
Friday.
Hey, YOLO, dude.
You need some fun in your life,
dude. You need something.
Dude. No,
we're,
I'm good. I have a.
Just to make
I have
sure
a,
you're good.
I'm good. Let me alone.
I have been, but it doesn't mean that. Or we. I don't know. Haven't thought about you, but. Oh, get down.
No.
Be humble.
Humble. That's right. Humble.
Get down.
There you go, Amy.
Get humble.
Get humble.
I know it's
yeah.
I remember
I jam out
of this. Amy's turned it into Kids Bop.
She's doing
Mom
McGraw.
Bop. It's Mom Bop.
Be kind. Come on. And kind.
Be humble and kind. And be humble and kind.
Be
hey, everybody. Come on. It's Mom Bop. That's what we do. Mom Bop's a thing. I think we just created
okay.
Mom Bop.
Where
we
have,
I'll do Mom Bop.
Where we have like mid to 30s to 40s moms sing like the hip hop and rock songs to
this is what you should tell my kids American music is.
What? Mom Bop? You?
Yeah.
They're not going to have any idea what
they
you
have
do.
No idea what to do. We could tell them I'm a pop star.
Nothing like lying to your kids straight
that.
Up.
You do that.
Get humble. Be kind.
Be humble.
Lost my life, I has to fight.
And this is from like the last record. A lot of horns.
Hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah, Nazareth.
I used to listen. I mean, I don't listen to Chance near as much as Mike D does. Mike loves Chance Rapper.
I like his sound. His sound's cool. Smooth and like.
What do you know?
He goes
Are
you real
just
fast
saying that because.
I'd have to hear
no,
his sound.
Like he does the. Which is the one that he
sounds
does.
Smooth.
When
what
he's,
does
when
that
he's
mean?
Saying this, I feel like he doesn't even listen
which
to
is
Chance.
The one that I like?
You probably like Same Drugs.
No problem. No problem with me.
Okay, that's his biggest. That's the biggest song.
Yeah, I like that.
That's like picking the single though of an artist. Going, I'm a huge
fan.
Wait,
he only has like what one record, two records? What does he have?
If one more label try to stop me, it's yeah, three, dude. Have you seen Mike's hat?
Because that's his third.
Oh, that's right. I'm not a huge fan.
No problem with me.
Yeah.
What's so smooth about this? He actually sounds angry
listen
and
to
aggressive.
It.
Cool.
Just another day at the pickle part of me.
Very smooth. Compared to Kendrick? It's
huh?
Smooth.
Okay.
Eddie breaks down hip hop.
I've never heard a song called smooth.
This is not a good segment called Eddie breaks
down. He's never heard a song be called smooth.
What do you mean?
That's what Lunchbox just
said. Oh, here.
Like, what is this? I mean, a smooth criminal, don't do that. I know what you're going to pull up.
Smooth operator.
No, don't. You guys don't be stupid. Here you go.
Yeah. Okay, don't be stupid.
Smooth by Rob Santana.
Is that like
Rob
your
Thomas.
Thing now?
What?
You said that to me earlier today, and I was like, so annoying.
What did he say?
He said, Amy, don't say stupid things. but he was serious.
Oh. I also told you to shut up today, but then I was like, sorry about that. But you
You've told her that a few times.
But she was saying something that needed to be told to shut up. Because she would tell me to shut up. She tells me to shut up all the time. And
you, you guys do that to each other, actually.
I
a lot
like,
of shut ups
wow,
get thrown
like,
over there.
He like legit just said, and we don't say stupid things. I
was kidding.
You were talking about football, and he was being
funny.
No,
I was talking about golf, and I said 4.5 holes, and you're like.
Oh, I was like, Amy, she was like, you should. What I was saying was don't insult guys. She was like, you can play 4.5 holes. I was like, don't say stupid things. It's more of a joke.
You can't play half a hole.
Like, you can't play.
That was pretty stupid,
like,
though, Amy.
Like, we don't want to play half a, like, we don't want to play half a hole.
No, we don't even want to play half, I don't want to play nine.
I don't want to play nine either.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? Just hit the ball in the fairway and then the hole's over?
Yes, yeah, so that's a stupid thing.
That's stupid.
You want to play 18 only?
Yes, that's a game. That's a full game.
Then you compare it. All right. Now we got another email about Kendrick.
Don't say
stop ignoring me. I'm not going.
Yeah.
Tell him Wednesday night.
Tell her you have to go watch my co-ed soccer game.
Guys, Lunchbox has been trying to get me to go to his soccer game for like 2 months now.
He's like
me. And it's right by my house, and I won't go.
He's like me when I was in high school, and I was just begging to get any parent, like my mom or somebody, to come watch me play football in high school. Nobody ever came to my games, ever. And so Lunchbox just wants someone to watch him.
No. Yeah. Eddie got his kid into soccer, and so I was like, hey, I'm right by your house. He's like, oh, dude, I'll come. I'll hit the driving range, and then I'll bring the kids over and watch you. And then he just doesn't show up.
I haven't been
able
to do
so
it.
So all I do is I'm trying to help his kid out. He doesn't know anything about soccer, so I want his kid to see real soccer and be inspired.
Real soccer.
Yeah. Yes.
There are probably a lot of places other than his rec co-ed soccer league to watch real soccer. But, I mean, you could go.
No, like, I've definitely thought about it.
It's like when you were going to go to Haiti, though.
Oh my gosh, dude, I remember that.
I still don't have my passport.
Mm-mm. You just don't want to go to Haiti.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's fine.
I would love my passport and go to Haiti. No. I love traveling.
No, then you would go get it.
If you want anything, if you,
you
want.
You love traveling where? To Texas?
Back to San Antonio, home. Then to Dallas, so you see both of his parents?
I know, but.
No, I don't like that, actually.
But all you had to do was go get your passport. That's not even traveling. That's just getting your passport just in case Survivor calls.
I've stood in line at the post office and I've been like, this is too long. I got to go.
Okay. Then you don't really want it.
I still have the passport form on my computer right here.
Why is Kelsey
be humble
texting me?
And kind.
See, that's what.
Are all the Pima Joyce are going to Texas? Yes.
Eddie, yeah. It's bad. It's bad look, Eddie.
A lot of things I want in life, guys. I'm just not having them right now.
Okay, well, we're going to go. Thank you to everybody for listening to the Bobbycast.
Yeah, Eddie's got to go get his passport.
He's not going to.
Oh.
He never really wanted to go. He just said he did.
That's not true. I would love to go to Haiti. Who likes the beach more than anyone else?
I never touched a beach.
You can go to the beach,
but
in
I never
Haiti.
Touched
it's,
a beach.
It's an island.
But this is
Haiti in the middle of the Caribbean.
I wish tourism would pick up there. It would be better for the country.
Listen, I'm telling you something. Tourism ain't gonna pick up there. How it is now.
Really?
They had scared to fix the whole. It. My butt was puckered the entire time I was there.
Really?
And then once I left, I didn't even realize how puckered my butt should have been.
Okay.
See, I'm not scared of that. I'm not scared of traveling.
It felt
my
like
wife is.
The airport felt like I was watching Homeland.
Really? Yeah, I can see that.
And it was just like, oh,
sort of like
bad?
LaGuardia.
No.
Really?
No.
You don't think so?
No. Mm. I mean,
LaGuardia is not that bad.
But Haiti's airport isn't as bad as Bobby's making
it
out to be either. I'm trying to give you an
accurate
picture in my mind.
I mean,
it's way smaller.
I've flown into Mexico City, and that's ugly.
It's probably something like that. But Mexico City, at least, is a major city.
Yeah.
It's still probably really corrupt.
Yeah.
But
it's like,
it has an escalator.
It's people running everywhere. There were no rules at this airport.
Mm.
There were no rules. And then you had to go through like 5 security checks, mostly probably so they could steal stuff, is what I felt like.
Mm.
It was too, I mean, it was wild. I would probably go back.
How long does it take to get a passport?
What time?
Realistically.
What time is it?
Realistically, how quick can I get one?
What do you think, Amy?
I mean, could he go through rushmypassport.com? I have before. I don't know if you have to be a previous passport owner, but that's less than 48 hours.
No, you can do it. Yeah. It just costs more money.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could probably go anywhere from, who cares? So you could do anywhere from 48 hours to a couple weeks.
What if we decided we're going to go do a show, some big country music thing's happening in London.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to go.
You would not be able to go.
So that's why I need a passport. Okay. Not even just for Haiti. I need a passport.
You need a passport for Garth in London.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, I'm serious. When we go on vacation, my wife's like, well, let's go to Florida. I'm like, man, why don't we just go to the Bahamas or something? But you can't because you don't have a passport. And so, like, I need one just in general. And then we go to Haiti.
Isn't the Bahamas right by Florida?
Super close.
Yeah, but you can't go.
Is it? It's another country.
You can't go because it's,
I thought they were friends with it.
Haiti, too.
They are.
Haiti's like an hour from Miami.
Florida. They're right there off the.
It's all right there. And just a passport is all I need.
Yep.
But with the shop commitment, you don't want to get
it. I'm talking to myself. Sorry, guys.
Just okay. Say the mantra. I, Eddie.
I, Eddie.
We'll get a passport.
We'll get a passport.
Even if I keep losing my hair.
Even if I keep losing my hair.
And I'm safe.
And I am safe. Right. And life is good.
Yes. I want to say.
Pimp and Joy, promote something. Amy, go.
Pimp and Joy. I feel like we've already promoted that, but it's all going to flood relief right now. And maybe there's something you like up there, our new neon line, or maybe a white hat. Eddie, looking good in that white hat over
there. Thank you.
White on white. Does look good. Mm-hmm. Lunchbox, promote something.
Amy just did it, so I'll do Red Cross. If you don't want an article of clothing, donate to the Red Cross. Help someone out.
You can text Harvey to 90999.
There you go.
Anything you want to promote, Eddie? It can be anything.
I'm with them. Right now, it's all Harvey, Pimp, and Joy. I try not to watch a lot of news, but you just can't help it right now.
If you don't want Pimp and Joy, Bobby has Texas Forever. There's a Texas Forever
which we
shirts.
Just bought. Like, yeah. As of an hour or two ago, we just bought. Like, we had to go and buy it.
That's crazy, just happened.
It was a real company, and they loaned it to us, and then we were afraid that they were going to pull it from us once we started putting them out. So we were like, we'll buy it. So we bought it with our own money. But, yeah, that's the whole thing. And we have time for that. Okay, I'd like to promote, since you guys are promoting that, I would like to promote capitalism.
Wow.
Just the opposite of everything you're saying. I'd like to go, actually. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to go. Thank you very much. This has been episode 77.
I hope I make it home, y'all. I have no gas, and I don't have time to go to the gas.
It's so unlike you to just be winging it.
What do you mean you have to be at home for what? You can't get gas?
No, I can't. Josie has an appointment at 10:30. Can't be late.
Okay. Hey, where's the music, Mike?
Orange, right there.
Here? All right. Thank you all. And what?
Amy's going to go to the appointment instead of getting gas.
Well, I have to go get the dog.
I'm going to run out of gas on the way to the appointment.
No, I'll switch cars. When I get home, I'll load Josie
out. She'll hit someone in her car.
No. I'll get into my husband's truck because it has gas.
That's why Amy and I never got married.
That's exactly why.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're telling me.
There's a lot more reasons than that, huh?
I tricked him.
Yeah. No, there's
no,
just
that.
One. Yeah, just that one.
Brother.
Don't be stupid.
Don't say stupid things, no, Amy.
Okay,
that's what you said.
That was a stupid thing.
Amy, don't say stupid things.
You guys should just play 4.5 holes.
Amy, that was so stupid.
Obviously, I wasn't being for real.
Amy, the longer you argue, the later you're going to be.
Whatever. I'm probably going to run
whatever.
Out of gas.
Whatever. That's, again.
That's Amy.
All right, thank
Lunchbox,
you
Lunchbox, follow me home. Bye.